This is a color picture, a rectangular landscape format. It is a picture of a man sitting on a bench by a river. In the front and the very front foreground, there appears to be a sidewalk made up of narrow, long, rectangle blocks or bricks. And behind that, this abuts what looks like a concrete pediment of some sort. And between the ground cover, the material covering the ground and this pediment, there's all kinds of grass and weeds growing through against this, the bottom of a wall. I think there's a few cigarette butts with filters on them. This is at the very beginning. On the left, there is a fluorescent green battered, what looks like a garbage bin. The green bottom seems to be coming away a bit from the black top with a hole in the middle where you would throw the refuse. There is some writing, two lines of big writing in black and a line of smaller writing between the two. As much as I can see, it appears to be some kind of Scandinavian language, but you can only see the writing goes around the back, so in the middle there's a space and you can't really see or guess at complete words. This is on the left. Now towards slightly left of center and almost all the way to the right hand side of the picture, there is a wooden bench, metal sides. There's a metal bar holding the ends together. There's one green, sort of a dark forest green plank for the back, and green slats, I don't know how many, for the seat. Now, to the very right-hand side of the seat, there's a youngish man sitting. He seems to be wearing tight, dark navy pants, maybe jeans, and laced shoes. His left foot is squarely on the ground. His right foot is turned outwards at the ankle, and you can see the bottom sole of his shoe. The tread looks pretty good in the front anyway. The back may be a bit worn, but they look shiny and fairly new. On his lap, there appears to be a dark blue jacket folded over his lap, with one sleeve hanging down a little bit between his knees that are slightly apart. This jacket appears to be navy blue also, but not denim. It doesn't quite match the pants. The man has his wrinkled forehead. He's looks Caucasian. His forehead is slightly pink. He might have been left out in the sun too long. He looks like he has a day's worth of unshaven scruff on his face. He is frowning and looking at what appears to be a cell phone. He's got a sort of a neutral face. Because of the frowning, I can't tell if it's because of the sun or he doesn't like what he's reading, but slightly, you could also say that a slight smile plays upon his lips. He's wearing a clean-looking white plain t-shirt with a round collar. There's a pair of sunglasses folded and hanging from the middle of the collar, also pulling on some kind of a chain that's around his neck. And you can see it's either a shadow or some of his chest hairs are peeking out over the top of his white t-shirt. He's got what looks like some kind of Asian character tattoo peeking out on the front of his right hand arm above the elbow. It's just, yeah. And on his right wrist, he seems to have a black wristband with a little metallic round piece in the middle. On his left hand, there appears to be a black watch. As I say, he's holding a, looks like a cell phone. His hair is slightly receding around the edges of the forehead. Fairly short, brushed back away from his face. And you can actually see a little bit to the top of his head, so in the front, so he's starting to lose some hair on the top. And so behind him, there's a cement wall. And the top sort of leans out, sticks out a little bit from the wall. Beyond, and this the top of the wall dissects the picture into beyond the wall, and very, very fuzzy, out of focus, there's maybe a river, some a body of water anyway, that goes entirely from left to right in parallel. So it seems to be just a straight, it could be a river. There are some fuzzy little things floating in the water, which may be buoys, pink and white, but it's very, very, very difficult to see. Across this body of water, which may be a river, there appears to be a pale boardwalk right up against the water. There are what appear to be a few pedestrians strolling around. Beyond this, there's a area of grass. There's a tree sort of one quarter of the way to towards the right of the picture, a green deciduous tree, and there's a yellow bus behind it with some red advertising towards the back. There's a dark, shiny minivan to the left of the picture, so I'm assuming there's a road there, but you can't really see. And there's some little white picket fence. Again, some greenery. And beyond this, little pointed European-style houses and some low houses or that might even be like wagons or whatever. And at the very back, to the right of the picture, it looks like an apartment block with what looks like maybe a clock tower. And beyond this, some tower, maybe some supports for a bridge, and that the whole thing disappears in a sort of pale blue, a fairly sunny sky. That's all.